everything it takes to get a guy like me in love. Lord, I hope she's happy, cause she sure deserves to be, especially for what she did for me. I guess I'll
as a kid, life was going swell, till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak, said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus, what the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating, pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking beehead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking beehead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geek's head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking behead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-bellied, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Go for one more.
Hey, I'm Blassie.
Right, I realize that. I just thought perhaps we could improve on the
you know something, engineer?
Yeah.
I've been wondering about you all afternoon.
Yeah.
Here it is, the middle of summer, and you're sitting there with that thick collar all the way up to your chin.
Yeah, I realize
that. I wonder. Here, let's get a good look at you. I know it. I know it. I know it. Hey, watch it.
Fred, Fred. Watch it, Fred. That deck holds 10,000 volts.
Let's plug you in and see how you like it.
No.
Come on, geek.
You're tickling me.
Tell us once again this morning, old friend, how did you win the war? Everybody loves a hero. It don't matter if they've heard the tale before. And tell us of the time when almost everybody knew you were a star, and how intelligent you are. Prove that you're alive. Mr. Shuck and Jive, you can tell us of the man who stole your fortune and nearly ruined your life. Better still, the one about the TV and the couch and your best friend's wife. Tell us of grand projects never finished with somebody else to blame, and all the reasons that your fame just never did arrive. Mr. Shuck and Jive.
Get yourself together, kindly write a criticism of this song. How it's exquisitely constructed, and yet mechanical, and somehow slightly wrong. And you can put it in your book about the enemy you never even met. You know you just might make it yet, or somehow you'll survive.
Mr. Shuck and Jive.
I'm Earl Haggard for KFAT in Gilroy, California.
I'd like to let you in on a chapter of Western history. It is rarely discussed. I don't know why they leave it out of the history books. It should be in there as far as I'm concerned. It concerns a man in a restaurant in Kansas City about 150 years ago having a bowl of turtle soup. And when he got the bill, the price was so high that he just hit the ceiling. And finally, when he calmed down, he started to dwell on the situation, and he realized there was a whole lot of money to be made investing in the turtle market in general, in turtle futures. And what he did was he got him some gunny sacks and hired some turtle boys and sent them down to southern Texas where the land terrapins roam wild down there and gathered together a herd of, 30,000 head of turtle, the idea being to drive them from southern Texas to the railroad up near Abilene. Well, they got out there on the trail, and there were a few drawbacks. On a good day, a land terrapin can do about 20 yards. And at that rate, it would take them 43 years to get to market. But they were blinded to the realities of this situation by the dollar signs in their eyes, and they stuck it out. You got to picture this, you know, the turtle boys riding around them at night, singing to them, and roping strays. It's not easy to rope a turtle, let me tell you. Every night while they were camped, the turtle boys had to get off their horses, walk over to the herd, take each and every turtle and flip them over on his back. 30,000 head. That was to keep them from stampeding. They found out their little legs going in the air all night wiped them out so bad they could only do 5 yards the next day, so they had to cut that out. Branding was sure a problem, as you might imagine, you know. One good thing, though, while they were camped for the night, the females would lay eggs. And then the next day, the herd would move off, and here would be this mass of eggs back here. And about 3 weeks later, it would hatch out into another herd following the first herd, see? First herd hadn't got to the horizon yet, and here this guy just saw more dollar signs, you know. Just, he had this image of a whole string of turtle herds, pardon me, strung out, as it were, all the way from southern Texas to the railhead. Well, it would have worked. It really would have. But they got to the banks of the Red River, and sunning himself there was a mud turtle named Studs. Studs Turtle. He saw this thundering mass of turtle flesh coming at him across the prairie, and he got spooked. And he dove in the water. The land terrapins, being not too brilliant, followed him. And being land terrapins, they all drowned. And that would have ended it, but the turtle boys were too smart for that. They dug a huge pit, and they filled that pit with red-hot coals, and then they poured boulders in on top of that. Heated them up till they were red-hot, then they pushed them in the Red River. And the Red River started to churn and steam and boil and froth, and for 8 months afterwards, the Red River ran turtle soup. Pure stuff. Kept the Indians through a very tough winter, and everyone turned out rather happy. The same man in that same restaurant a year later, thinking over the Great Turtle Drive, said to himself, "You know, if we could try it with turtles, why the hell not with cows?" That was the start of the cattle industry as we know it today.
Tell Me. That's the Fabulous Thunderbirds from their brand new album, T-Bird Rhythm, and a fine album at that, if you happen to be into the Fabulous Thunderbirds, I guess. We started things off that time with everybody's All-American, Mr. Fred Blassie, by request, Waylon and Willie from their latest, and in the middle of that time, we heard the story of the Great Turtle Drive by Art Theme. Fat Radio is where you're at, 94.5 on the old FM radio dial. You've got your basic all-night rocket with you, hanging out on a mellow Monday morning here in the Garda Capital. We've got more music for you right now as we continue with the all-night Fat. Here's Marty Robbins from the Fat Radio.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand up on the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the Brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see. But I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute. Ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit. Blue.
Monday morning, here's music from the band.
Bobby and thousands of kids like him, there can be no normal playtime. Bobby is tragically hip. He doesn't know why he says, call my service to grandma on the phone. He doesn't know why he must have saunas, backgammon, and Perrier. For Bobby and kids like him, each day is a painful circle of jogging shoes, natural sandwiches, and promotional t-shirts. And then there are the machines. The machines which keep him alive. The cumbersome steel Mercedes sedan, the bulky, uncomfortable quadraphonic sound system, the agonizing jacuzzi. These things cost money. That's why we're asking for yours. Foundation for the Tragically Hip, Beverly Hills, California, 91203. Somewhere, a child will say,
"Yeah, thank you, man."
Our lovers all along, we had a good thing going strong, never doubted. But lately I feel changes coming on. I know that I will soon be gone, and you don't even want to talk about it. Ooh, and it makes me stop and wonder why people give their hearts then turn around and say goodbye. You got something on your mind, you better say it while there's time. I see that morning sky. Ooh, how did we ever come to this? There's nothing for me in your kisses anymore. Late nights in the kitchen, I pretend that I still care. We both know there's nothing there. You just keep on staring at the door. I see that morning sky. We had a good thing going strong, never doubted. But lately, I feel changes coming on. I know that I wasn't begun. You don't even wanna talk about it. Ooh, and it makes me stop and wonder why people give their hearts and turn around and say goodbye. You got something on your mind, you better say it while there's time. 'Cause I'm leaving when I see that morning sky.
Morning Sky, new from Cowboy Jazz off their brand new album that's so new it's not even out yet. That's how new it is.
It smells good.
Yeah, it smells really good. Licorice pizza out there. And Delbert McClinton, Sick and Tired. And what else did we hear? A little bit of Vernon Oxford. Are they going to make us outlaws again on KFAT?
Fatheads everywhere, we invite you to the bash of the year at the Fat Fry. Get ready to laugh your southern extremities off as we present to you Gallagher.
I wish there was a knob on the TV so you could turn up the intelligence. They got one marked brightness, but it don't work, does it?
Don't know this, I'm an astrologer. If you'll call out your astrological sign, I'll tell you a little bit about yourself one at a time, please.
Pisces.
Pisces, sign of the big mouth, first to call out in any group.
Gallagher will open the show at 8. And to close the show off, Rockin' the House Down, our good friends, barroom buddies, hell-raising heathens, welcome back, Chuck Wagon and the Wheels.
There's too many pretty women to love just one. Red-hot women and ice-cold beer.
I'm flying standby in your heart.
How can I love you if you won't lay down?
Chuck Wagon on the Wheels and Gallagher at the Fat Fry this Monday night. Buy your tickets now at any Bass Ticket Center or the Saddle Rack, 1310 Azuray, San Jose.
Mary McCassin now on KFAT.
Milk truck calls the sun up. The paper hits my door. The traffic shakes my floor. I think about face the dawning gray of another lonely day, and it's so hard living with without you. And it's so hard, so hard, and it's so hard living without you. Everyone has something, they're all trying to get some more. They got something to get up for, I ain't about to. Gonna change, and it's so hard living without you, and it's so hard, so hard, and it's so hard living without you, and it's so hard, so hard, and it's so hard living without you. And it's so hard, so hard, and it's so hard living without you.
Stayed in the damn near, didn't come back again. It didn't go very fast on a steam-powered airplane. Oh, the wheel went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if it's sunshine or if it's rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered airplane. Just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine or if it's rain. Hey, hey. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aerial plane. Thank you. Hi, you're listening to Cholesterol Free Radio, KFAT, in Gilroy, California, 94.5 megahertz on your radio dial. This is John Hartford.
What's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Doc Watson. Downtown and get me a line. I whoop that woman till she changes her mind. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you?
You don't love me like you
used to do.
Sugar babe, it's all over now.
Play it, Michael.
Sugar to do is make $5 and give me two. Sugar baby is all over now. Sugar baby, what's the matter,
what's
with,
the
you?
Matter with you?
You don't love me like you
like
used to
do.
Sugar baby is all over now.
Buddy Emmett.
What's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Sugar baby, what's the matter,
what's
with, you?
The matter with you?
You don't love me like you
like
used to do. Sugar, it's all over now. Sugar baby, it's all over now. Sugar baby.
Go Scribner on Fat Radio with the Doc and the boys and girls in the background. Sugar babe, that was a request, and that was going out to Watsonville. We also heard from John Hartford for San Jose. Steam-powered aeroplane on Fat Radio. Bob Brosman's here. Hi there, Bob.
Howdy.
How are you doing today?
Well, pretty cold here in Gilroy, but I'm doing all right.
Okay, well, we're going to get hotter as the hour progresses here. Between noon and one, Bob's going to be a special fat guest on the Fat Sack Lunch, which is commercial-free as well. Oh, boy, hot times in the old Garlicville today. So that's coming up in about 7 minutes. We'll be right back with some more music after this.
Hey, country music fans, if you live in Santa Cruz County, the Monterey Bay Area, or the Salinas Valley, and you like country music, then turn to KTOM 138 on your AM dial. KTOM, the tall T. KTOM plays country, all country, and nothing but country 24 hours a day, every day. KTOM, give us a listen when you want your country music straight. Turn your radio dial to KTOM 138 AM. Country music all the time. KTOM, the tall T.
Crooked Country here, Fat Radio. We've got a Rodney Crowell tune to take us up to noon here on KFAT.
with only these words to explain. You say you found someone you love better. Lord, I still hear your voice call.
Before you come in. It was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night. It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget the kiss in the moonlight. How will I remember? I'll always remember that night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. When we kissed, I had to fall in love. But I gave my heart to her, sweet shore and love.
kiss. I had to fall in love. While she's gone, 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 yes, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and my love was gone. But before that dawn, yes, before that dawn, and before that dawn, ooh, 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 like you know.
What a night and what a day indeed. Let's see here. All Talent Radio. This is KFAT Gilroy, and it's time now for the Fat Sack Lunch. And the Fat Sack Lunch is brought to you by the friendly folks from Oak Tree Mazda. And they're going to bring us an hour-free commercial full. No, that's not right. Let's see here. Do we have a level? Say something, Bob, for the friendly folks out there.
No, good afternoon, fat folks.
Hello there. Bob Brosman is here. How are you, Bob?
Well, I'm kind of tired. I've been... had a very, very busy week. While most people are celebrating Christmas, I was hard at work, spending the whole week in the studio working on this new record here, which I hope to be able to give KFAT a world premiere on.
Oh, I hope. Well, we're going to. And I understand, you know, some people think music is all fun, all play, no work, but that's really not true, is it?
No, it's 90% waiting and 9% work and 1% fun. But when it's fun, it's fun.
Oh, that 1% is worth it.
That's right.
Well, what are we going to do today? What do you have the feel for today? We're going to be previewing.
Yep, this is hot off the tape. It's not pressed yet. As a matter of fact, the rest of the album isn't even finished yet. This is about half of it, and I hope to have it out in the spring on Kickin' Mule. So what you'll be hearing is what I did last week, basically, and it's unavailable anywhere else at the present time, so this is my special farewell gift to KFAT.
Oh, we really appreciate it. I wish, well, you know how we feel. You are going to stay on Kicking Mule on this one, then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you have some folks helping you along on this, or is this
going
to be?
Well, there's quite a few local musicians on here. We've got Rick Walker from Dow Chemical playing drums. We've got Wyndham Hill recording artist George Winston on piano, mm-hmm. playing stride piano. Then I'm employing the Nuclear Whales on a few tunes for their saxophone trio. And Paul Hostetter, Del Rey, and the Blues Gators, Rita Lackey, and yours truly. And Stan Poplin as well.
Great. Well, I guess we might as well just jump in with both proverbial boots on. What do we got here first? Has it got a name?
Well, I've been searching for a good ballad that hasn't been redone by Willie Nelson yet.
And Willie and Bob, I can see it now.
Well, I don't know. He has gotten hold of a lot of the good ones from that time, but I got one here that sold about a million records in 1930, and so we're going to try for it again here. It's If I Could Be With You for Just 1 Hour.
All right, on the fat one. Well, there it is. Okay.
I'm so blue, I don't know what to do. All night through, I sit and dream of you. I did wrong when I let you go away. Now I dream about you night and day. Daddy is so terribly dissatisfied. I'd feel so much better just to have you by my side. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you the whole night long, babe, I want you to know that you couldn't go until I tell you just how much I love you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight and free to do the things I might, baby, I'll tell you true. You'd be anything but blue if I could be with you for just 1 hour. If I could be with you.
Mm-hmm.
skiddle da dee da dow. Dilly dee la la, whoa, 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 the hot bass skiddle da dow. Baby, no, I tell you true, you'd be anything but blue if I could be.
Mighty fine indeed. Now that's called
If I Could Be With You.
And that was a big hit in
1930.
Promises to be a big one in 83.
Well, I get to have my fun arranging. I've always had a dream of having a little jazz band like that.
So how many pieces did you have on that one?
Well, let's see. There was two guitars, string bass, three saxophones, and drums. And Hawaiian guitar. And mm-hmm. I think that's everything.
That's so natural, you tend to forget that it's going on.
Right.
I really like the arrangement on that. It's very tasteful. There's sometimes people have tended to look away from saxophones and instruments like that in the last 20 years or so. They're just starting to come back in, it seems. And they add such a fullness to the sound that it's really nice to see them coming back in.
Well, as a Hawaiian player, Hawaiian guitar is real closely related to sax and the way you think about it when you're playing. Plus, these sax guys were real great. They would let me just have them run a tone, and then I could tell them wider, slower, faster on their vibrato, you know, to get the right sound for the period. Mm-hmm. These guys are trying to get a record deal on Windham Hill as well, Nuclear Whales.
That's what I've understood. Fine. Tell me how the sax and the guitar are similar in the way you think.
Just the phrase, not so much the regular guitar, but the Hawaiian guitar. Mm-hmm. The phrasing's the same, and just the feel of it. It's more flowing than a straight guitar, which is more like a typewriter.
Okay, for the folks out there, the fat folks who maybe don't understand slack key or Hawaiian guitar playing, what is the difference between that and, say, regular guitar playing?
Well, regular guitar, you hold it up, you know, and mash down on the strings with your fingers. Here I'm gesturing with my hands over the radio.
As you can see by his very fine example.
And Hawaiian guitar, you're holding a bar of steel in your left hand and sliding it along the strings while you lay the guitar on your lap. And so you don't get distinct notes so much as being able to slide from one note to another.
Mm-hmm. What does slack key mean?
Slack key is like Hawaiian guitar turned back upright again and played with the fingers. In other words, it's a tune. It's kind of an open tuning.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to refer to it as the poor man's Hawaiian guitar, pretty much.
That sounds good to us. And it'll be available next week at Long's Drugs. Anyway, so let's jump right back into it here with another cut on one of your mixes, your final mixes,
yep,
studio work, that will be available next year. And what is this one called?
This is an old King Oliver-inspired tune called I've Got That Thing. I'm still trying to figure out just what the thing is I'm talking about.
Do you have it?
Well, I'm searching, and I'm not sure if I do or not.
Well, we hope to find out within this hour. Shall we play it, Pedro?
Traveling this rocky road.
The end of one of them. Keep going on this one. Here we go.
Thing. No one on earth will be right in line till they get that thing. What a funny old thing that without a doubt makes everybody want to jump and shout. I can't whisper, I'm gonna tell it out, cause I got that thing. Thank you. really get that thing. Yes, it seemed to me the whole world is out looking for that thing. If all the girls wouldn't look at me, now they all crave my sense of responsibility. I knew someday they would fall for me, 'cause I got that thing.
Well, Bob, do I know you well enough to say that I think you've got it?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask my wife.
Okay, well, we can ask her sometime. Now, we're just going to pop this one in, but we've got a record we're going to play, right?
Yeah.
And tell us about your history with this band that's coming up.
Well, let's see. Many years ago, I was out visiting, and I stumbled into Club Ziani, of all places. And
Club Ziani, for all the folks who aren't aware of it or don't know about it, it's up in the hills.
A remote hideout in Ziani, California. And I was with a small group at the time, and the Cheap Suit Serenaders were playing there. And the